So this is Imogen and Natalia interviewing, having a chat with Betty Applin on the 20th of January 2023 for Bishop Saint and Heritage. And Natalia's got some questions she wants to ask you.
But if you, you know, if there's something you want to...
Can you speak up?
Oh, sorry, yeah, I do speak quite quietly. Yeah, first of all, I was just wondering how long you've lived in Bishop Sainton. How long have you lived in the village?
I was born here.
Born here, oh, wow.
Just up the top of my garden was my dad's house.
Oh, okay.
And where we built this bungalow was his garden.
Oh, wow.
So I was born here nearly 88 years ago.
Wow, all your life here.
Another month and I'll be 88.
So your birthday very soon. That's great.
And we built this 60 years ago, my husband and I, in the bottom half of my dad's garden.
Lovely.
Fantastic. And when did you join the Modern Wives?
When they started.
When they started in
1968? And I can't remember exactly what year that
was.
Do you know?
1968, I think.
68?
Yeah, 68.
Right.
I'm not great at math, so how sort of round about how old were you then?
33. I would have been 33 then.
And do you remember why you joined the group?
Well, I remember the person that started it. I went to school with her, actually, at Tynmouth Grammar School. And I saw a notice somewhere in the village which said they were going to start Modern Wives. And being a modern wife...
Were you recently married?
I decided to join because living down here, you don't get much contact up in the village. My son was only... He was born in 65, so he would have been three then.
Yeah, very young, yeah.
There was no childcare or anything in the village at that time. So I decided to join the Modern Wives and met other mothers then. And it was through the Modern Wives that Bishop Staten Playgroup started.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
We had a talk by someone to do with playgroups. And a couple of the women decided to start the playgroups. So that's when that started. But over the years, Modern Wives, we had a good number of people, as you can see from the 10th anniversary. I can't remember the year that we finished.
I think it was
1982. 82?
Yeah. February.
82. Right.
Sorry, I'm reading all the minutes. So I don't know these things.
But after it finished, half a dozen or eight or so of the Modern Wives decided they would get together once a month and go out for a meal. Did you know this?
You told me on the phone.
Anyway,
that's all you told me.
At that time, when it finished, I was doing the Cub Scouts,
yeah,
which you know about. And they decided to go out on a Wednesday evening, which was Cub Scout night, so I couldn't join this half a dozen until I retired when I was 60. So then I joined them, and we kept going for a meal once a month right up until COVID 2020, this half a dozen or so. We lost a couple on the way who died. Looking through that list I've got for 30, there's about 10 of those people that have died already. But we kept going. We used to go out in the evening for the meal to start with, and as we got older, we decided to make it lunchtime. So we used to go out lunchtimes. We used to go to the Cockhave and different pubs around the area. And then we settled on the Sandygate Inn at King's Dainton. And we went there regularly once a month, right up until COVID.
Lovely. I think I've been there. Is that the one? It's quite a long sort of roadhouse with wheels on the front.
So, of course, right? I knew all the families, and of course, most of them had boys who were in the Cubs anyway.
Okay.
So, I got quite used to the other mothers, you know, so my memory goes back quite a long way.
Were they your main circle of friends then?
Well, I don't see any of them now because of the fact we don't go out for a meal any longer. I keep in touch with one who I went to school with from Bishop, but she lives at Luton.
Okay.
Only by phone. I keep in touch with her, but the others I haven't heard from.
Okay.
I had a Christmas card from a couple, but apart from that, I haven't seen them since COVID. I don't go out now, only on a Sunday.
It's a shame. Yeah.
So I get a lift on a Sunday to church, and that's my lot these days, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Unless I've got a doctor's appointment or something like that.
Exciting,
you know.
Yeah.